And as of this afternoon, as of the change.
Okay, this is...
I'm probably not on that.
This is the Avelis.
Right, that's Avelis.
We didn't show up yet, so people didn't show up yet.
Then there's two for Gemara, okay. One for Smicha, one for undergraduate.
I'm probably not on
okay.
there. Current as of this afternoon.
Current as of this afternoon, whatever time this is printed on there.
You weren't able to get a list from next week?
Very good.
I'm disappointed in you.
Well, it's not as much as you can get a list for next week, but it may be different because late registration isn't it anymore. Right, anybody who didn't register January 4th will be registering tomorrow. So let's cut the fees up a chain.
I tried my best to work out something over the little break we had. A difference. There's nothing Maseches Nidah that's, quote, better than other parts for the Shia. What we'll do this is Zvana Mitzvah, otherwise it goes against my grain. We'll allow ourselves to skip a few blocks now and then. But there's just, I think, if you only will focus on the broad picture, by that I mean that the principles apply in so many other places in Shas, it becomes a nice learning anyway. As we'll see in the first, we'll start from the Mishnah of Hey Dom, a Mishnah Daf Yutes. Nobody, I think, who didn't take a doctorate in microbiology can understand this piece of Gemara. I grew up in microbiology before DNA made its grab for everything. There's nothing in microbiology that looks like bacteria anymore. It's all molecular biology. It's the story of DNA, RNA, IRNA. Nowadays, DNA was fired, as like I hope Obama will follow suit. Tossed out is nothing really significant. DNA is lost its yichus. A bunch of rabble rousers called IRNAs, around 3,000 of them, tell the DNA what to do. They thought the DNA tells the RNA what to do. Yeah, it does. But the IRNAs tell the DNA what to do. That changed all microbiology. I'm to a point where I'm personally considering not teaching it next year, to give myself a year to catch up with the microbiology. I really haven't had time to catch up with the massive literature that got pumped in the last year alone. Yeah. In the old days, you identified bacteria by balabatisha ways. They all look alike under the microscope. Key was pigment production. They make different pigments, and the exact color of the pigment would identify them. So because of that, they had to print a dictionary of color. Okay? Without which you can't understand our Mishnah. Okay? Let me just flash some charts for you. Every one of these colors are reproducible, meaning you can reproduce these colors chemically exactly. What color red do you want? The Mishnah starts off Chamisha Domim Tumeim Beisho Ha'odom, the red. Okay, and Daf Yutes Amud Aleph. Okay, pick me a red color that the Mishnah is referring to. As we'll soon see, red means darker or lighter than the color you thought was red. All is called red. Okay, here's red. Here's red. Here's red. Right. Here is red. Here is red. And it's suddenly something is happening.
They're getting progressively more blue mixed.
Right. What's happening?
They're getting more blue mixed in.
Something's mixing in, right? Okay. Yeah. And here's more. Okay.
More purple color.
And then we'll see. And here's more. What's happening? It's turning gray, black. These are sequential colors. With slight modifications that lead. Okay. You want to take?
Rebbe.
You missed the big demonstration.
Rebbe, none of those looked to me. None of those looked to me like a classic red.
Right.
They start in pink, and then they get darker.
That's the problem with the Gemara. The Gemara will ask that problem. What to you is a classic red? So we'll see in a minute. Well, ask Maza Odom, what's red? What am I red? I know what red is. No, you don't. Okay? We'll show you.
Maybe like 700 something nanometers. That's what I usually consider red.
Keep in mind these colors. That's another one. That's shocho, right? But shocho of a certain intensity of shocho, right? So we'll see what it is. When you realize this, that these are really sequential, slight modifications of chemical nature that changes the color.
Point is, in each one of these pages, it's fading.
I'm sorry?
On each one of these pages, it's fading in a certain way. This corner is the full color. The other corner
right.
is it's faded to.
Sorry.
In each one of these pages, it's fading by gradient.
Yes.
One corner is white. One color is the red
right.
color. So in the later pages, it's some gray
right.
or black.
Yeah.
It's
and
red.
By the way, here it'll tell you which color is available commercially. If you want, I mentioned to you in the Hilchos Nidah that I tried to reproduce the Ksumim. By dealing with the American Can Company, who have 3,000 chips. You want to design your can of baked beans with your logo on it, you want your distinctive color and so on. You can order the colors from the chips. Those are all reproducible. Right. You know, give them the number and they'll produce that exactly that color for you from the. Let me flash another one for you. How about Yorok? We discussed it in the Halacha Shir, remember? Yorok meaning yellows. Well, what yellows do you like? Okay, this yellow you understand. But it's also a yellow in Halacha. We'll see our Tosfos here brings it down. Yorok Esrog, right there, and these all theory. And I'm not enough of a chemist to tell you exactly how they made these variations, but these are considered to be from the mishpoche, all family members of this color. Okay. Let's see what the Mishnah says. Chamisha damim tmeim beisha. Ha'odom, red, shocho, black. Keren Karkum, which nobody knows what the heck that is. All right, look at Rashi. Kizovius Ganshe Karkum Godelbo. Whatever Karkum is, crocus, some kind of a plant, which everybody knows. The only plants I was able to locate that even has close to that name, everyone is green like a plant is supposed to be. Not one is red. Okay. So what are you talking about? So the literal translation here that Rashi uses, the corner of a garden in which kalkum is growing. So I would interpret that as meaning when the sun shines on that part of the garden, it gives the impression of being red. Why? Because in every flower, as you know, there are other component parts other than the petals. The petals or the leaves may be green, but the flower of the plant usually has a different color. So most likely referring to the flower of the kalkum plant.
What about...
Wait, 1 minute. And the way Rashi learned it, kizovius keren shel kalkum godelbo, like the corner of the plot where the kalkum is growing. That gives that impression. Obviously, it was a meaningful description. We don't exactly know what that is. Yeah.
What about perhaps something like an ivy plant that has red within the
green? Poison ivy plant. Yeah. It gets red later. Whatever it is. More important is to know we don't have a comparison in colors. In the old days, maybe you kids still were exposed to it. If you don't have a pH meter in the laboratory to measure acidity, alkalinity, then you have a series of color standards to compare. Usually at the high school level, they show you the color standards to compare the different shades, each one representing a pH, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, there. It'd be nice to have it. As I told you, for Shoho, we have Dio. Remember I showed you the ink block there that Chazal knew, that my father, that's how he used to use that to measure what the color black is on Amare there. We don't know what the kalkum is, right? Okumemi Adoma, they're already, again, you're way off in trying to use a standard. You can't use a standard. Which earth are you talking about? You people know enough already. The earth comes in all kinds of colors, right? You have a grayish earth, a reddish earth. You go down to Beit Shan Valley there in Eretz Yisrael, and the earth has a distinct reddish tinge. Maroonish look about it. Due to how much clay is in there, etc., etc. All these things leave us without any good explanation. So what do you do, halacha lemaisa? The answer is, we have no choice but to be machmir. Uchemozug, or diluted wine. What wine are you talking about? Wine comes in all colors. Sherry wine is brownish, right? Which is a common wine in Eretz Yisrael. Our Pepsi Cola type wine that people serve. Asti Pomanti, which has almost no alcohol in it, and you can't differentiate from grape juice except by the cost. What color you want? That's a pretty deep color. Okay. B'shamay Omrim, Av Kamei Tilton, Uchamei Bosotzli. Now, maybe Tilton, again, I can't tell you what it is. What does Rashi say? Fenugreek. Right, we know what a fenugreek is. The same word that exists in our language, too. There's a vegetation called fenugreek. Right. There's no reason to assume that that looks like red in any way. May have a brownish tinge, that's the best to it. Meimah Bosotzli, yeah, that's important now. Why? Because that I know what it looks like. Okay. You people would be aware of that. And once upon a time, when your child was slightly anemic, so the doctor orders nowadays vitamins with iron in it. When I was growing up, that was not commonly available. But every mother knew the doctor anemic. Then, that night, you broil a piece of meat over the stove, not in the oven, over the stove, and you hold a piece of aluminum foil underneath the burner, right there, and the drippings, right, that you mix in with some grape juice or something, and you give it to the baby to drink. That was the best source of iron that was available. That is very interesting. That's clearly a brownish with a tinge of maroon in it. I'm familiar with the color. Or I can give you a better thing. What does it look like when you order, if you order at a hasna, you ask for the meat to be served to you rare or semi-rare, right? It's never red. Whatever comes out is a brownish red. Here's a nice machlokas already. Here, Beishamay Omum, and Beishilil Matirim. Beishil said, no, what Beishamay is trying to add is perfectly toho. Okay. For that, you need broad shoulders to take upon yourself, right? Because now you're playing around with one of the red colors. Hayog, yellow. Akavya b'mahal al-mitame, v'chama mitaren. So when we discussed in the halacha shir, the yellows, you realize you're dealing already with a machlokas tanoim. The halacha has become clearer as our knowledge increased. Information not available to Chachamim. We have now that uncomfortable situation where the compelling logic or compelling facts make us disagree with a Tana like a Kavi ben Mahalo. Let me give you a little background here, which no one explains this Gemara the way I'm explaining it to you now. The Gemara doesn't know what dam is. That's the problem. And I would tell you, I don't know, I don't have the English translation. You have an English translation there. If anyone says this, if he doesn't, get someone else to translate from Sechas Nida. Dam is interpreted as body fluid, period, not as blood. Whatever comes out of meat, comes out of the flesh, is dam. It is the body fluid that come up. Sometimes it's red, and sometimes it's yellow. And therefore, Kavya ben Mahalo, who's interpreting dam min ha-moko as a fluid coming out of the moko, they had no knowledge, something I had mentioned in Allah Hashir, that the dam, that the uterine lining has, in addition to blood vessels, has a lot of glandular material, which also give off a liquid. That was unknown to them. Therefore, they couldn't see. Look how my house is tiny. If something's coming out and has a color to it, that's dam. Defined dam by, well, no, dam is because it has red blood corpuscles. That's not available to them. We can now define dam. I told you we can, right now, the test for blood that doctors use, someone comes in for a general examination, he also does a rectal exam. And the rectal exam, he then smears some of the feces that he picks up with his finger on a piece of paper and puts on a few drops of something. And if it turns red, you know the guy is leaking some blood in there. You better do a better examination on this guy. He may have a tumor growing up there. But that'll detect three corpuscles. If you try that on a nida, you'll never get a woman going to the mikveh. Because I can show you, you take a white handkerchief, a white tissue, and press it against your gums, and the gums don't bleed. But this, the test will be positive for blood.
Akavi ben Mahalal also agrees that there are some colors of Dabar Lach that you see minaguk that's not tamed.
Only white.
So what's the chiluk between white? Akavi holds every color?
All we know that comes out of there is either yellows or reds or blacks. We don't know of any other colors coming out. What color there? Green is not mentioned any place as a suffix. Amar Rabbi Meir, here Rabbi Meir comes in and no one knows what he's saying in. What is he fitting into? Is he joining the Machlokas? Amar Rabbi Meir, Imeinu mitamei mishum kesem, mitamei mishum mashke. Well, literally what he's saying is simple. Why he introduced it over here? What he's saying is, every liquid has to be defined as mashke legabi tuma v'tara. A liquid coming from an individual who is tummy has a halachic status. Therefore, he says, I'm not going to paskin legabi nida, whether this is called dam legabi tumas nida, but it's a mashke habo min haguf. And therefore, if it's coming from a guf tummy, then Shira Alocha of Tumah. Imeinu mitamei b'shum kesem, the way we're learning Pshat now, meaning if it doesn't fall into the category of Dam Nida, but it falls into the category of Rok, Meiraglayim, it's still an exudate from the body, and therefore it should be evaluated in the Kabbai Tumah B'tavah. I can't define it as a dam, but I can define it as a mashke. Rabbi Yossi Yomel, lo kach v'lo kach. Right? Rabbi Yossi said, no. If it is not one of these colors, and it's not dam, then you cannot compare it to other mashke men aguf, such as spittle, such as phlegm, because it can be differentiated from that. It's not that any mashke from a tummy, Adam tummy, is metame. Only certain mashkos that the Torah said. You people got that? Again, Rabbi Yisrael, lo kach v'lo kach, meaning it is not a mashke for nidus, it's not a mashke for tumah v'tahara. Because the mashkos for Tumah V'Tahara are limited to the seven mashkos. Ezeu Odom. How about that question? What's red? Well, who asked such a question? But you look at my charts. Ask, tell me, which one is your red? Ezeu Odom. Jeske dam hamaka. Mother will explain, as the blood that comes out at the beginning of a wound. Nice, right, bright red blood. Shochol. What shochol? Kicheres. whatever that is. But whatever it is, it's close to what I told you. It's the pigment that's used in making ink. And there, now we go into the problem. Omok vikan. Omok became deeper color than that is tummy. Diomikan, lighter than that is toho. Next definition. I told you kerem karkum. That's kebol shabol. Like the chosen leaves among them. Meaning there are leaves that are red and leaves that are not so red. Leaves that are not red. I'm referring to the red leaves that are the red leaves that I'm referring to. You have no idea what he's talking about. But he's referring to, say, how do you pronounce which red? I mean, there are other colors in the plant. Is it like a flower which has petals with different colors? Ukememe adoma. There, I'll tell you. Mibikas beis kerem. Umeitziv mayim. I take the earth and flood it with water so that the water is above the earth sample which I use. And I view the color then. Uchamozug, or as diluted wine. What? How do you dilute wine? Shnei chaloke mayim vechad yayin. What kind of wine? Mi yayin asher oni. Unless you tell me what wine we're talking about, I have no color. Wine from the Sharon district, right? That's the wine we're talking about. Now you know why we can't pass in these shaylos. So what happened to halacha lemaisa? Anything that fell into that category, right? Light pink, dark red, etc. We have no choice but to assert everything. Boys, give a try. How do you read the next line? Minolon dika dam toho beisha. What does it mean? If it's dam, it's not toho. So no, but I told you the chamisha damim. There are five. And there are other bloods. What kind of bloods are you talking about? How many bloods does a person have? That's why I think my pshat is correct, referring to body fluids. Dam is another dam in its non-specific definition, refers to all body fluids are called dam, and therefore it makes sense. As I mean, no londika dam toho. If you learn it that way, how do you know that there are body fluids coming from the uterus? That's what I mean. They have nothing to do with dam neither. Nolon dika dam to bisha. Right? Dilma kol dam diosame ne tome. Maybe any fluid that comes out from the uterus is tome. As the Gemara will ask, we have a klal. Mikoro tome. What comes through the uterus is tome. Amar Rabbi Chama by Yosef, Amar Raboshe, Amar Kro, Kipole Mimcho Dovo Le Mishpot, Ben Dam Le Dam, Ben Dam Toho Le Dam Tomei, right? What's the case there, you remember? That's by Zoki Mamri, right? And this fellow is opposing the Pshak Din of Sanhedrin, right? And if he follows all the rules of the game, he's Chai Risa.
break something.
Huh?
If you break something.
Yeah. He has to follow with the rules. He really, really is a anarchist, basically. Right. He's opposing the rules, he knows better. Right. So it says, Ki poli devro lemishpot, beidam ledam. When there's a controversy, you poly dovo, you don't know how to paskin. And you go to Sanhedrin, Sanhedrin paskins, and this fellow stands up in front of Sanhedrin, right, in Lishkas Hagozes, and he refuses to accept the psagdin, and he goes out and he paskins like he paskins against Sanhedrin. And he's chayv misa, as is okay, mamwe. So it says, what you have a doubt in your mind. Bein dam ledam, bein dam toho ledam tamei. Obviously, that must be the dispute. From here you see, there must be a thing as a dam tamei and dam toho. That's your whole proof that they're what? That they're body fluids, we were learning, that are toho and tamei, and therefore there's a machlokes between the Zokei Mamre and the Sanhedrin. How to paskin? Ela mayato. If that's the case, continue the posik. There's there's a dispute. Bein dam ledam, bein din ledin, bein nega lenoga. Right? What do you mean, nega lenoga? What does that mean?
Between different afflictions.
Look, why do you say? Explain. Hochaname bein nega tome lenega toho. There's no such thing. Here you got to deal with dictionary definitions. Nega, by definition, is not a skin condition. Nega, by definition, is a skin condition that's tummy. Nega implies already the conclusion that this is a tumid situation. So the word nega is limited to tumor. If you want to refer to a skin condition that's not tummy, then you have to call it something else. Elamayato beinega lenoga hochenami beinega tomi lenoga toho vichi tema, yes, that's what it means. Hochenami, the nega toho meika. There's no such thing as a nega toho. Oxymoron. Right? It's an oxymoron, self-contradictory word. You can't have a negato. Vichite machanami negato miiko. Vichite mo. Yes, there is. The pasuk says, what happens? Kulo hofach lovan tohu. It says what? If it all turns white, then it's not called a nega. Then it's not mitami. Then he's toho. So you see, we refer to kulo hofa, the nega turned white and it's toho. So you see, there is a nega. The word nega is applied to what? A skin condition that can now impact in two ways, either as tahara or as tumor. And the Gemara not correct. Hahu bohak mikri. That's not true. No one will refer to that circumstance of it turns white. That's a nega that turned white. They'll say no. That's a bohak. It never was a nega. It's a different name. It's a different skin condition. It's a bohak.
That's not the thing referred to in the pasuk as a bohak, though.
Eh?
It's
no.
Not the thing referred to
no,
in the pasuk.
Mentioned.
What? The pasuk does refer to a bohak, but that's something else.
No, therefore he's insisting. The dictionary definition of nega means a skin condition that's tummy. Right? Ella, beinige odam lenige botim, u lenige begodim, bekulin temeim. Hachaname beidam nida ledam ziva bekulin temeim. There's no, when he says ki poli mincha dovo be nega le nega, it doesn't refer to a good nega and a bad nega, a tome nega, and that doesn't exist. Those who think is a tall nega. But what I mean, be-nega le-nega, it refers to what? To the sugya. It refers to the topic. Would there be a dispute concerning nigoim? There'll be a dispute concerning nigei botim. There'll be a dispute concerning nigei begodim. Not saying one will say, one calls it tall. No. What is a nega? What, it is not contrasting tamei with toho. Don't do it. Really not. You can't do it. No. You got to support a wife, not with your ksuba. You got to support her. One chocolate cake a week, yes. But two a day doesn't go.
I'm not sure I can support the Gemara's reading of the word nega from the pasuk.
Huh?
I'm not sure I can support the Gemara's reading of the word nega from the pasuk.
No.
I mean, when it says, "Ra'ah kohen bayom hashvivi neha nega," "Ra'ah kohen osu bayom hashvi shenisvi neke ha nega," "V'lo pasah nega or v'tiha ra'ah kohen mispachas he best begadav to hair." So, So, I mean, literally, the word hanegaba or v'tiharo ha-kohen are next to each other.
He's removing this tame status from something that was previously tame.
But it's called a nega, even
because it was
tame. Okay, you got what the Gemara is telling you, okay?
I'm just not sure that, I mean...
All it means is there'll be a dispute concerning Negoim of Adam, Begodim, and or Botim. Hachanami bin Dam Nida le Dam Ziva. It means there'll be a dispute concerning Dam Nida. Is it Dam Nida? Is it not Dam Ziva? But not it is, it's a Dam Nida or Dam Ziva, and then they argue. The Kulan Temeim. What is called Dam Nida? What is called Dam Ziva? Questions not from the psukim, but questions from the lucidity of language. It says, "Hi, Mai, how can you say that when it said beinega lenega, beindam ledam refers to a discussion? You probably bimcha doat. You don't even say what each one is saying, but there was a discussion concerning." Negoim, Adam, Batim, Begodim. No, Hosam ikel flugi binigi Adam, ubeplukte Rabshul veRabbona. I can see there in Negoim that there could be a machlokes. The one machlokes of Rabshul veRabbona. The stan in Baheres kodem leseil lovan tomi. Them say a love on Kodin le Baheres Toho. Sofik Tome. Rabbi Shua Omer Keha. We'll find that in a minute. Said, no, what's the case? The Aloche, and the Posik says, if there's a Nega, a Baheres, and then there is a mole with hair growing on it. If the hair turns white, then it is tummy. You don't have to look any further, no more hachlot, muchlot, you have to put away for 7 days. Once it turns white, you know that it's a baheres and it has to be declared tummy. But what if he has white hair? He's an older fellow, his hair is white. And then a nega appears. I now have a nega with white hair. The seho came before the nega. Does that also mean that Nega's tummy? Says, there's a plukte Rabbi Shua v'Rabbona. Yesanya, Yesnan, in Beheres, Kodem L'Seo, first there was the Nega, and then the hair grew, and it turned white. Koidim say a lovon, tome. Im say a lovon, koidim bahelas toho. Suffolk, you don't know where, when the hair grew in, before the bahelas or after, then tome. I'll have to explain that in a minute why. Chadishu omer keho. What keho means, we know from a, it could be idiomatic, keho means lighter, a lighter color. So I'm using the word keho against your chumrah. I'm going to give a kule, I'll give a lighter psak, keho. Or some claim that the keho is with a kuf. Look at Rashi. Keho toho, look at Rashi. Harehu kinega shekeho mayariso mishvua shoha sezger chusimik tahara. Right? Yosiv v'nekeya ha-nega. So the word keya is used in the psukim. If a nega gets lighter, not with the hair, but nega, first it was angry looking, and they put him away for 7 days, then it seems to be healing, getting better, so it's okay. You got lighter, right? V'shem ramosha adashu shamati keya with a kuf. Kolomar, kiho bedovo. Unechale kalov. What does that mean? How do you interpret that? Chaim Motzosi b'Toroskanim Rav Shua Keho B'Tiyah. Okay, let me give you a shot. Anyone to try? What is Moshe Adar? Why does that make sense? Okay, you have it in the Haggadah, the Ben Rosha. Hakei Hashinov. Doesn't mean knock his teeth out. No, that's with a chof. Hakei means to dull. Did you ever bite into something that wasn't very ripe and leaves a funny feeling on the mouth? That's kale. Okay. Like an unripe fruit, or usually you could get that feeling from a pomegranate, the scepter in the pomegranate, not the seed. If you chew on that, it gives that feeling of, I don't know if it's tannin or something, it gives a feeling of dryness or something. That's keha, to dull the teeth. That's what you say to the Ben Rosha, right? Ilo ho yosham, lo yenigo. So there he says, so that's a keho, meaning came along and Rabbi Yeshua dulled the psak. The psak came out with chumra. Rabbi Yeshua keho, no, take away the sharpness of the psak. It's toho. Vama Rabbah claimed keho for toho. So by I can see such a machlokis. And Benigi bought him also. Kio plukto de rabalozo rab shimon rabonon. Disnan rabalozo rab shimon omer lola me labais tome at sheyihoe kishnei grisin al shnei avonim shnei kosolim bekeren zovis. O koku shei grisin veroch woki gris. What's this? Rabalozo rab shimon came up with a big chidush. You learn in the psukim, the psukim, anigi bought him. Erase it. You have there. What's the pasuk on anigi bought him?
Anigi bought him.
Yeah.
That's in Parshas Mitzora. It would take me tiny bit to find because I was looking at Parshas Tazria.
Yom Tahara. So. Which pasuk did you want?
This is the Roas Anega. I know by Yikro Yud Gimel Nunhei. No, Yikro Yud Dal Lamed Zayin. The Roas Anega, I mean Anega Bekiros Habayas, Shkaru Ros Yirach Kokos or Dam Demos, or Maradeim Shofo Mirakir.
Yeah, I remember that pasuk.
Right? So, what's the pasuk say? Bekiros Habayas. That's a plural. The nega is seen in the walls of the house.
Yeah.
Where do you have a nega on the walls of the house? I mean, a wall here and a wall here? He said, no. So as Rabbi Shimon says, it means that a nega appears here and here.
On a corner.
A corner of the house. Otherwise, it's not nega babayis. So this nega babayis, which is a special chidush that exists only in Eretz Yisrael, and only at a time when Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't know whether he should be angry or not. Remember what the Medrash says. Baruch says, the Medrash says, why did Kadosh Baruch Hu give a nega b'bayis? And then, so you go to the house, that's nega. You got to break the house down. Why? Because you cannot bury the treasure under the house. When you knock the house down, you'll find the treasure. So Kadosh Baruch Hu, you could give another simon. Now make me knock the house down or find the treasure. And so you don't deserve any better. The treasure you deserve. A little punishment you also deserve. So you make you knock the house down, takes care of the onus, then you get your reward. So he learned shot the kiros habayis. The only time you have a hilchos negoi botim is limited only when the nega occurs on a double, on a corner. But yet it hits two walls at once. What shear? How much? He tells you. Shear gris, same shear we have in hilchos nida, right? For shear kesem, gris, basically a shear etzba, 0.7 inches by 0.7 inches. But here, also, since it said a double wall, the length has to be kushnei grisim to cover two walls. The rochvo, how wide, how thick, kigris. My time at the Rabbeinu of Shimon, ksiv kir, ksiv kiros. Eze kir, shehu kushnei kiros. It's a kir is obvious. And on that...
Yeah, the last pasuk of that pasuk is kir.
Huh?
The last word of that pasuk is kir.
Kir, right. Right, the last word... Of the pasuk is ubareim shofo min hakir. Now a nigi begodim is also a machlokas. That's the yipolein mincha dovo. That may be the machlokas we're talking about. The plukte Rabbi Yonasan ben Avtulmus the rabbanan. The sanya Rabbi Yonasan ben Avtulmus omer minayin leprichas begodim shitahora. That's very. Very fundamental piece of halacha here. Yeah. We know by nigei odom, it looks like a nega, pimple, red spot, etc. And suddenly, the kohen examines him, and it's porach bekulu. He has eczema over the whole body. He has an allergic reaction. Is what it would be. That shows it's not a nega. It's a go away, something. So porach bekulu, you have what? The more it is, the more kosher it is. A little bit is teif, a lot becomes kosher. Right? A little nega is metame, porach bekulu is toho. So he applies the same principle to a beged. On a beged, I find a greenish spot, right, as a shayla. If the mold, that's usually what it is on a beged, if the mold spread over the whole thing, right, then it's nothing. He wanted to make what? Ogzeir shove, if porach bekulu is a matir by nigim odom, it should also be a matir by nigim begodim. Mala halon porach bekulu to, afka nami porach bekulu to. So I understand why there could be machlokas in there on such things. Ela hocha, but in Hilchos Nida, I dam toho leka, if there's no such thing as dam toho, but my plea, what could it be arguing about? Take the Gemara, umimai dahane tohoin. Okay, I grant you. All this was just to introduce you to the possibility that there are, I'm learning Pshat, body fluids that come from the uterus that are tohu. Otherwise, what could they be arguing about? Meaning, go back to the Mishnah. So there are other fluids in from the uterine cavity. And only five of them are tmeim. Why? Oh, learn different lotion. How do you know that only five body fluids are referred to as dam?
I'm still trying to figure out the Gemara before this. There's the concept of dam tor anyways by a woman who just gave birth.
No, that's not dam tor. The dam is the same dam. The Torah is Matayah. That's something else.
No one arguing,
except, the point you make is not a bad one. There, if you know a little bit more later on, you have machlokas where it's mayonecho the shem ayonos. That would be a factor also. You can argue, it's got, from this mayon, there's no dam toho. All dam is dam. And then it comes from another mayon, whatever that means. Okay? Later on, we'll have the machlokas with mayon echo and shem mayon. What lets you say that there is, once we granted that there are other things called dumb from the uterus, on what basis you differentiate tamei and toho? Amar babua damakor vayiru moav es hamayim adumim kedam. And Moab saw, right? Well, go there in Melachim. Vayeshkimu baboker vashemesh, whatever it is. Zoch alamoyim vayiru moav mineged es hamayim adumim kedam. So therefore you know that what? That dam is odom. The Gemara is on the Mishnah now. Lememre de dam odamu, ema odam besulo. If you're trying to tell me that dam, the word dam is limited only to the red colors that come from the uterus, then why mention the word dam, which confuses us? You should have said five maris from the uterus are tamei. Why introduce the notion of dam? If these colors are what dam is, and the word dam could encompass other colors as well. So why use the word dam to confuse you? Amar Abavu, Amar Kor, Domeo, Domeo. No, the reason how I know that there are only five colors is a Lochel Moshe Misinai, right? Because look at Rashi. He gilsa mekol domeha, and it says v'tiara mekol domeha. So you have domeha twice. It's four. Arei dalad mini adumim tameya bo.
Those are the only times that the word domeha appears in the Torah.
Huh?
Those are the two times that the word domeha appears in the Torah.
Yes. What? I'm sorry.
The word domeha appears exactly those two times in the Torah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all. So
that's it.
That's about what Torah says.
No, that's what my quick search
says.
Yeah. What?
The word Domeo only occurred twice in the Torah?
The word Domeo appears twice in the Torah, yes.
That adds nicely to the Pshat, right? since it's a unique word in the Torah, always every time a unique word is for drasha, right? It says that the mayor only occurs twice in the Torah, right? Therefore, we know four. No, but you said five. V'anan chamisha tanan. Amar b'chanina, shochor is really odom. Elo shaloka. English translation, but it oxidized. When blood oxidizes, it turns black. And this is the problem, I think, Kavya ben Mahalal had. To give some kind of scientific explanation. Right? If you get a bruise, a good bruise, I'm sure you've all experienced once in your lifetime a bruise, right? And then as it begins to fade, as the body repairs the damage, it goes through a whole spectrum of colors. And one of the colors is yellow as well. Okay. They said what they didn't know was the other source of fluid in the uterus. And that's the glandular stuff. And there, I think I mentioned in the Nidus here, it depends on the woman. There are some women who, when they don't see dam, but they always see fluid. When they make a bedika, the bedika cloth comes out damp. Right? They didn't urinate on the cloth. It's normal. The vaginal tract normally has a mucus lining that gives off lubricating things. And therefore, there's a liquid there, right? Some women, I'm not sure no one did the genetics of it, that liquid is there, has a yellowish tinge all the time, nothing to do with needles. And some women, not those who have that yellowish tinge, always have a problem with askuchitis, especially during the early months of their after marriage, where everything is a shayla, right? They have to come ask a shayla, is this yellow, yellow, is this not yellow, right? Because many, as we learned, many poskim halacha asa all yellows. During the first 3 days, they want to ask all yellows. We have enough trouble with browns, but God throw yellows into the picture. There'll be a lot of women who's going to spend more time with the rabbi than with the husband. Look at Rashi again. Domeo, domeo. Look at Rashi in Bar Meriamid. Vigil called domeo, tam called domeo. Harei dalet mine ad mumius tmeo bo. Avol shalamata mehen lav damhu. So we go back insisting dam by definition means a red fluid, a reddish fluid that comes from the uterus. I only four? No. Shocho should be looked upon as also a red, but a red that aged. And in the aging it turns black. Tanya Namahochi, Shocho Kecheres is called Shocho. Omok Mikan, deeper, a deeper black, Deha. Omok Mikan Tomei. Deha Mikan, lighter, Afilo Kikichol, Afilo Kikichol, Toho, right? Below v'shocho zeh lo mitchiloso mashchir. This black was never black when it first started. Elak sheneka hu mashchir. Moshol ledamako sheneka hu mashchir. As you all know from a wound, you see that the scab it turns dark towards black, even though originally the blood was red. Again, look at the last Rashi, Diyah Mikan, Afilu Hu Shocho. What does the English translation say for Kukocho? How do you translate Kukocho? Kukocho.
Stibnite.
Huh?
Stibnite. Oh, of course, stibnite. Yeah. It says it's a mineral.
That's supposed to be a translation.
It says it's a mineral, a type of mineral that's lead gray in color.
Okay, now I'll tell you. That's the best. What the mineral is, I don't know. But lead gray, you know what lead looks like. Okay. Lead is black.
I looked it up. Sometimes it's called antimonite.
Antimony. That's an ore. Antimony is one of the metals in the table of metals.
It's Sb2S3.
Yes. Okay, that's antimony, right? And it is basically...
Rebbe, the chemical formula is antimony sulfide.
Right.
That's what stibnite is.
Okay. Yeah, the sulfide, it makes it black there. But if you know what lead, the color of lead is, it's not black. You wouldn't call it black. You know, it's not any other color. It has to be in the black range, right? But it clearly different than black ink from your pen. It's a different color. Certainly, if you had to classify it, you put it in the gray family rather than in the black family.
Like a pencil.
Yeah. Hey, pencil, not lead, no. That's graphite, no.
Your pencil's graphite, no, which is carbon black.
Rebbe.
Yeah.
I can't imagine that this is what's being referred to, but apparently to create antimony sulfide, antimony compounds are treated with hydrogen sulfide.
Yeah.
And the reaction gives a black precipitate.
Yes. That's...
Maybe that black is what they're referring to.
That's the same thing. The same thing that you do with every metal. The sulfide of the metal gives the black color. Iron sulfide, black. If you use a silver spoon for mixing egg salad, right? The silver spoon will turn black from the sulfide of the egg. The black one here. Here's my black one. I had one that replaced with black. Last page. Oh, okay. Yeah. This color will be called by people black. It's not black.
I'd call that a dark gray. I wouldn't call that black.
Right. You call it deep gray, right? Yeah, that's what basic lead color. Later on, the black of a raven, a crow, the color of a crow. Yeah, it's not real black like your ballpoint pen black. Okay. Thank the Gemara. This domeho is for real. This is a real limud, especially. What Yosef just told us, that it only occurs in the Torah twice, that's a giveaway. That's telling you, you better pay attention to it. Therefore, it's like a Gzera Sakosov. I know there are only four plus the fifth, that's Odom Shaloko. So how can Beis Shammai argue? In fact, the Gemara, V'lesvo Beis Shammai domer, harei kan arba? Boy, you say more leslo. Yeah, say that, yeah, they're not impressed. They didn't receive that as a Kabbalah from their Rabbim. that this is a proper limud. You can't make your own gzeiros shavus. Viboy seimo islahu. But milo omar Rab Chanino shochor is odom hu ela shaloka. Hachaname milkehu deloki. What I'm claiming, Beis Shammai says, is that this started off as red. It ended up these colors. And these colors are derivatives of the original red. So they don't argue on the domer domer. But what happens when this red color interacts with the environment, right, what happens with it? Okay. That's basically simple pshat, etc., etc. Okay. But in the course of this presentation here, we got involved with a fundamental halacha that seems to be violated. Rabbi Shua Omer said, what? Keha. That this mare is toho. Right? What was the suffix there, you remember? Whether the white hair came first or the negger came first. There was a suffix. No one's arguing on the mitzius. Mitzius, there was a suffix. So Rabbanan said, we suffix is also. Suffix is tummy. Rabbi Yeshua argued that no, it's Sofik, but it's Toho. What happened to the beginning of Maseches Nida? We spent so much time on what? On what you do with a Sofik. Sofik Tumma Shusayochit, Sveiko Tome, Shusarabim, Sveiko Toho, Chazoki, Go Basa Chazoki. What happened to all those rules? Someone, what? If this started the halachos of Sofik Tumma? Sofik Tumma is a well established path that you follow. Either you go with the din of Soto, or you go with the din of Chazaka. So the Gemara asks, on what basis? On what basis did the Rabbanan say Tumma? I have a man. He presents with something. It could be something he makes from Tumma. But the man started off with a cheskas taharo. He's a cheskas toho. You have a suffix, go bosa chazok, he's toho. Because the hikshe Rabbeinu Tam, my tamaya de rabon and the metam emi sveiko. Nuki, gavre, cheskei. Ki le kaimalon bepeh kama duchulim. The middle raisa as the boss of Chazaka. Second, I'm sorry. Rabbi Yeshua Nami Amai Sorcho. What does he mean there? I don't know. People, you figure out what needs a pasuk. But what part, on the way, referring to which part are you referring to?
Kea?
Using kea is just an idiom of speech. It's not using a pasuk. Anyway, ubeperek hamadir nami dekomo lo teime lo ozul rabbi Yeshua bosa chazoka degufa klal pirish a different halacha. Dekoma chosam gabi mishir stani nanasti lo mipiyu anochoyin. Elahana mi leiche dike chazoka de mamono. Eche dek chazoka de mamono ozul. Let me tell you what that's all about. And I give have a good swallow here, I think. That's must be what bothering taste is. A man comes to the Besdin and his wife is not a psula. Pesa psula matzosi. And she says, yes. But Misher Astari Narasti. Yeah. I was raped. Right? After Kedusha. Remember Kedusha was a year before. Nistap Chosodecha, it's your hard work. Get my tiny star. No one has any evidence. She said it was an onus. She has to be believed. Here's a comes Rabbi Yeshua and says, "Omi piyo onuchoyin." What does that mean? He says, "Why? She had a good time. How do you know otherwise?" And Rabbi Yeshua's comment was famous Gemara. That can depend on what she says. Why not depend on what she says? She has a cheskas taharo. She has a cheskas psula. And therefore, when did it happen? If it happened before Kedushin, then it's a mekhatos. He thought he's marrying a psula, and to happen she's a bula. But if it happened later, nothing he can do about it. Come to truth, why not? That's a chazokia. What's the issue? Is she entitled to a ksuba of a psula? He's always going to get rid of her. He'll divorce her. No one can stop him. But how much does he have to give her? Masayim zuz or meiz? She wants a tiny that she was a psula when he gave her kedusha. So she's entitled to masayim zuz. He says, I don't know. Well, here it's very simple. There were two chazokas involved. Her cheskas haguf, that she was a psula at one time, and therefore it changed as late as possible. But he has another chazok here, the one is in his pocket. He has a cheskas mamon. You want to remove from my chazok? That's why Rabbi Yeshua says that chazok isn't good enough to take away from his chazok. Then he'll follow the cheskas haguf. It's not imbaheres, and it brings in our gemara. The imbaheres, right? Since he had a cheskas haguf of being what, odom toho, shaila is: did he become tomei with baheres? Did the hair come first? The white hair come first, right? Or came later? If he came first, he's toho. If he came later, he's tomei. Therefore. Why did you choose that this is ABC in halacha? Why did you make a whole big machlokas on something old-fashioned stuff? Behold, the shiny gab in the goyim, the goli kro. Again, I don't know fully how to interpret that. and the goyim, but it seems to be saying the pasuk says clearly, if the sale lovan came after, he's tamei. If not, then it's a sofik, and sofik he's tohu. Okay, now watch this teres. It's a very significant halacha in Chazokos. Yeshloma, the derech haseir leslabein machmas anega, the fikoch niroin hadvorim the beheres kodmo. Go back to the kasha. Kasha and the rabbanon. Rabbanon, why were you machmir? Why did you say that his tomei? He had a cheskas taharo. So here you have a problem. Problem with probability. Okay? I'll change the language of Tosus. You have a rov in Chazaka. Why Tosus is saying it's so easy to explain it? Have a rov against Chazaka. Rov white hairs on the goyim came after the nega. I do a study, people who have Nagoyim and have white hair in there. Yeah, some could have had white hair before the nigger came. But you go Basar Rubo, you go Rove Nagoyim with white hair on the Gom Tumeim. Where the white hair, why? Because hair doesn't turn white, Samazoy. Whiting, the loss of pigment of a hair is also a pathology. Therefore, the nigger explains the pathology. Thereby, I have a problem of Rove versus Chazoke. Tosfos doesn't use that lotion, I don't know why not. That's why I have here, according to Rabbanon, they go Bosa Rov. Rov a Chazoke, they hold a Ruba Odif. It's nice that Tosfos said it, but that's what only way you can learn Pshat, I think. Shlomach, the derech haseil is slabei machmas anega. The tikoch nirun hadvorim de beheres kodmo. The chaymucha p'tesef te pege shochon, the seil oven the ktona amalan af seil shocho sov shabaroso hervorto. Amo de derech haseil ilkos bena beheres. So even if there were black hair originally, the beheres would have made it turn white. So beheres has that power to turn white. So the shaila is, was this a normal behavior of the beheres, where rov beheres make hair turn white? Ubahamadi the kama heche the leke chazoket mamon ozo rabbi shua bosa chazoket the gufo. I know afilu the ike reisa. Di lo ozo lo hava muki kol la taro asofik beheres kodmo the shriach harbe. Vike reisa tvei. Elav mukul drosh achite kabonon. Now we'll finish that up. I'll finish the text later. It'll take me too long on this one. But here you have a nice tesis. They're basically introducing the principle of chazok and rov. Okay.